Free Speech Org Fire, Hamline You Must Reinstate Instructor Dismissed for Showing Image of Muhammad in Class. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 3, 2023. The Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, FIRE, is calling on Hamline University in St. Paul, Minnesota, to immediately reinstate an art history instructor who was reportedly dismissed for showing a medieval depiction of Islam's Prophet Muhammad in class. The university reacted to complaints from Muslim students by saying in a statement, "Respect for the observant Muslim students in that classroom should have superseded academic freedom." The university has reportedly decided not to renew the instructor's contract over Islamophobia after a student complained about the image depicting Muhammad. FIRE responded to the decision, saying that the university has not only violated the instructor's academic freedom, but has also created a chilling effect among faculty, who may now choose to avoid discussion of difficult subjects rather than risk non-renewal if someone complains. Hamline has both violated the academic freedom of this instructor by non-renewing them for their pedagogically relevant teaching and created an impermissible chilling effect among all faculty, who may choose to censor their teaching rather than face non-renewal, FIRE said. Sabrina Konza, FIRE's program officer, campus rights advocacy, told Breitbart News Hamline University's dismissal of an art history instructor for displaying artwork depicting Muhammad in a class session on Islamic art is a clear violation of faculty academic freedom. Blanket bans on displaying pedagogically relevant material are not acceptable at a university that commits to academic freedom, Konza added. Hamline's actions will surely have a chilling effect, impacting all faculty at the university, not just this one. Hamline must immediately reinstate the instructor and publicly recommit to academic freedom. FIRE also clarified that while an institution may generally decline to renew a contract for a good reason, a poor reason, or no reason at all, it cannot do so for a retaliatory reason, including retaliation for the expression of protected speech. The breathing room afforded classroom discussion depends increasingly on institutions in practice commitment to uphold their promises of academic freedom, and to zealously guard against signaling that particular discussions, language, or materials may risk non-renewal, FIRE said. The organization also noted that the instructor's display of the image does not constitute discriminatory harassment, and was relevant to pedagogically relevant to the course. Though it was not necessary, the instructor reportedly warned students before showing the image of Muhammad to allow Muslim students to look away if they chose, FIRE added. This clearly shows that even if their display of the image was unwelcome to some, it was not discriminatory. FIRE said that Hamline President Fannies Miller and David Everett, the school's Associate Vice President of Inclusive Excellence, reacted to the student's complaint against the instructor by releasing a statement saying respect for the observant Muslim students in that classroom should have superseded academic freedom. Everett went on to say it was decided it was best that this faculty member was no longer part of the Hamline community, the organization added. FIRE calls on Hamline to immediately reinstate the instructor and reaffirm its commitment to academic freedom, FIRE told the university in a letter, adding that it has requested a response no later than January 9. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.